The Declaration of Independence by Thomas Jefferson. Part 1.
Thomas Jefferson still survives. These were the last words of John Adams. Adams died in 1826 on the 4th of July. John Adams didn't know it, but Thomas Jefferson had already died 5 hours earlier. An 83-year-old Jefferson had awakened during the night. "Is it the 4th?" he asked. "Yes," he was told. Jefferson went back to sleep and quietly passed away. John Adams was the second president of the United States and an architect of American independence. Thomas Jefferson was the third president of the United States and author of the Declaration of Independence. The nearly simultaneous deaths of Adams and Jefferson made this an extraordinary 4th of July, but additional details made it even more significant. July 4th, 1826, was the 50th anniversary of American independence. 10 days before his death, Thomas Jefferson was invited to attend festivities in Washington, D.C. His response, declining because of illness, was his last letter. It contains Jefferson's final thoughts on the Declaration of Independence.
"May it be to the world what I believe it will be, to some parts sooner, to others later, but finally to all, the signal of arousing men to burst the chains under which monkish ignorance and superstition had persuaded them to bind themselves, and to assume the blessings and security of self-government. That form which we have substituted restores the free right to the unbounded exercise of reason and freedom of opinion. All eyes are opened or opening to the rights of man. The general spread of the light of science has already